Recorded the tone. Beep. Hey, I was super excited at the comic book store today. There was a new G.I. Joe number one. I'm like, sweet, I need G.I. Joe back in my life.
Did you pick it up?
I totally did.
Did you make time to read it?
No, did not have time. I went to the grocery store after work and then got home, ate dinner, and then I came downstairs here for this shebang.
Solid choice.
Let's get this party started with a bang. We got the news. We can talk about the Gwenpuri. We got a costume thing. And then this cap, which none of those clues told me about Cap in any way. But there he is. We got the superhero showdown.
I feel like they were very straightforward about it.
Really?
Yeah.
What does a Star is Reborn have to do with Cap?
That's not the, that's the upcoming person.
Nope. Same clue.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then what happened to that clue that you gave me about drawing a weapon from the past?
Well, that is also the same person. They gave two clues.
It was a double clues. Cap clue?
Yes.
Oh. Didn't you watch your least favorite movie of all time?
It's not my least favorite movie. I just hated the time travel.
Right.
Yeah, we already talked about that in Discord. I blurred that part out because I tried to ignore the time travel.
Right. Did you notice any parts where he drew a weapon from the past?
Yeah, see, I didn't even remember that at all.
That was like one of the best parts of that movie is when he picked up Mjolnir.
See, I disagree. I did not need that in my life.
Oh, that was excellent. Man, you are such a miserable...
No, unbelievable. This is like the same thing the Spider-Man argument. I want Cap to be Cap. I want Spider-Man to be Spider-Man. I don't need Spider-Man to be Iron Man. I don't need Cap to be Thor. I love Cap the way he is. I love all of his movies.
He had Mjolnir, dude. That was pretty sweet.
I'm going to open the channel.
Okay.
Do it, Doug.
I don't know. I think we can get Gardner Minshew for like, you know, a second round pick.
I don't know who was first.
Totally make him the starter in front of Mason Rudolph. I'm telling you, man, he would be downtown drinking at Club 36, pounding him some irons, shirt open, chains flopping in the wind. That guy would be a Pittsburgh legend.
No, he's too weird.
I love it. No way. He is the second coming of Frenchie Fuqua.
Probably.
And that guy who plays for the A's who shaved his face into a six or a G or whatever it was supposed to be.
Oh, I didn't see that. I don't watch baseball.
Oh, my God. Hold on. All right, let me find you this picture. This is the stuff. So it's Oakland A's beard.
Show up for the free T-shirts and the dollar hot dogs.
You look at this and tell me this isn't the greatest beard in the history of baseball beards. Look at that. Like, I would beg it, and then he shaved it after the game. I was jacked. I'm like, if he could have left that and had his number officially changed to the number six, and he just wore that forever, it's like, I'm number six. Boom.
Wow.
I mean, he would have gone down with Goose Gossage as, like, greatest baseball facial hair.
Yeah, that's pretty excellent.
I know, look at it.
I see it.
I was so stoked.
Ian.
I am not a number. I am a human being.
Okay, never mind. I was going to ask you if Craig's mic seemed a little over the top for you, and never mind. It is.
Oh, boy.
I am number two.
Number eight.
Crank down your mic a couple notches.
That would be telling. Number eight. Oh, crap. That's the button on the back, right?
Oh.
Better, worse?
I don't know. You're not shouting at the moment. So
I can shout what I want.
I have to think that's a little better.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Okay. Anything else before we get this ball rolling?
No, it's like four after. The show's practically done.
That's all right. Nobody joins. It doesn't matter. It's just us and our like six friends.
That's fine.
It's actually six people in here. That's good count.
Yeah. Ashiba, dashiba, dashiba, do. Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Do it, Doug.
I think I'm ready.
Yeah, let's roll it. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 210th installment of the Puzz Dubs 3. I don't like that at all. That was terrible. All right, I'm the only one. You call me Craig. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Meat 15. They're Ray. They're Ian. And yeah, there you go. Hi.
Hello.
Yeehaw!
Oh, Ian.
What up?
Your yeehaw just reminded me of something. Have you? All right, hold on. All right, hold your vomit for just a second, because I know how you are with poop. But have you seen this TV commercial for the lady with the colostomy bag? And she's got some new model colostomy bag, and she's extolling the virtues of said colostomy bag.
No. And you've not seen any colostomy commercials recently.
Right. It's really awful. Anyway, it gets to the end, and she's like, you know, if for the people who invented this, instead of giving them an attaboy, I'd guess the samurai's got it. I'd give them a woohoo! And that's how she says it.
Wow.
She'd give them a woohoo! Ah, drives me crazy.
We'll save that for next week then. Bring
she
it around.
She is all over the Doctor Who channel on Pluto and the James Bond channel and the game
why
show
you
channel.
Know about it. That's funny. We just brought that up today. I was having dinner with my father-in-law and I was like, you're changing people's lives for the better.
They've got one channel now that's just back-to-back Bond movies.
Yeah.
It's glorious.
He told his friend from high school about that, and his friend was suddenly busy and unable to do anything later that evening like they had planned. I said, that's great. I said Craig took it with him to his father-in-law's house, and now it's his job to put on the All-Western channel when he arrives.
It's true. Yeah, I was watching all kind of Bond. It was great stuff.
Yeah, because we were sitting around grousing about how quickly this streaming market is saturating.
Yep.
Because now NBC has their own, and I was like, no, everybody can't have their own. I'm not going back to paying, you know, $100 a month for entertainment access. That's absurd. I there's nothing on network TV that I'm not willing to abandon in just an absolute, like, they did that to me before when CBS was like, we're pulling out of Hulu, you can't watch Elementary anymore. I was like, sweet, guess I'm never going to watch Elementary. And, you know, everything else that's popular, I don't watch any of the NCIS's or
all I know, all I need from NBC is this final season of The Good Place.
Yep, me too. But I get that on. I'll wait and watch it on Netflix.
Yeah, I need that because man, that show is solid gold.
Show is good. Donkey Doug changed my life.
Donkey Doug. Did you watch the preview of The Masked Singer? By the way,
I haven't watched that yet. I mean to. I just have not made time.
Yeah, it's just like some little bits of background on the new singers, and it shows you all the costumes.
Okay. But apparently gave you some good clues.
Well,
you
it clearly prints the person's birth date on the screen. So if you do a quick birth date scan, you can figure out who that is.
Right.
That narrows it down quite a bit.
The other one, I'll see if you catch it, but it I'm pretty sure it's an old person from Survivor.
Oh. Oh. That's
and I'm super excited about it, so that should tell you who I think it is.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll watch and see if it's...
All right.
It narrows it down to at least, like, two or three people.
Probably, yeah.
You've had some favorites over the years.
It's true.
Man. All right.
All right, so this is the week of 9/18 through 9/25 of the 2019s. What do we got this week? Deadpool Dailies. Today was a Green Blade. Thursday, Yellow Wolverine. Friday, Green Torch. Saturday, Black Colossus. Sunday, Black Cyclops. Monday, Black Hood. Tuesday, Green Doc Ock. Wednesday is a Green Thor. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash! How are the Titans?
Sorry, fantastic. This is part of the crash.
Oh, all right. On 9/15, we had Cho. How'd that go for you?
I won. Yep. I saved up some green, and then I punched him.
All right.
Worked out great.
Ray, you punched away to victory, I'm sure?
Oh, yeah. It was no problem.
Yeah, it was super easy.
Yeah, I think it was like one punch.
Yeah. Coming up number next is X-Force Deadpool. That Ooh. Should be fairly easy for everybody, right? I'm sure everybody's got him champed.
Yes.
Who does he fight? He fights like...
X-Force Wolverine.
Yeah.
The Wolverine.
Who takes way too long to get charged up, so that should not be a problem.
Yeah, and then after that is the sadness that is Jubilee.
Oh.
She'll be
fine.
I don't
think I have her ready to go. But we'll see. Depends on who she fights.
At least that's what the, you know, newly back on the interwebs game pendium tells me.
Okay.
And a story event. Storyland. The Hunt is wrapping up. That gets you three Colossi, a Black Cat, Jug's Gun, and Elektra. Over in Meat Rock and Groot, three Elektras, a Jug's Gun, and top 200 people get a brand new cap. Because we don't have enough caps for Iron Man's or Spider-Man, but we'll get back to that soon. He looks real good. Power Season! They're still going down. Right now it's Assassin for Hire. That'll get you an Elektra, a Kate Bishop, Kingpin, and Storm. So, Ian, what'd you think of the Gwenpree?
It was fine. Again, that's it had new story material for me to read.
Yep. Minimal amount of playing involved.
Right, the exact amount of commitment that I like to dedicate to Puzzle Quest.
Figured you'd be down for
and
that.
I'm really low on magic covers, so that was nice.
That's what I also picked was the magic cover. Ray, what'd you pick?
Yeah, I went with magic as well.
It was a fun little extra thing to do every day.
It was. It was nice.
Maybe it'll come back.
It scaled up pretty strong. Like, those fights were not super easy.
Yeah, there are a couple of them that were rough.
One of the days was definitely hard.
Yeah.
Oh, but again, it was mostly when I tried to do it thematically. I would be like, oh, this is the character they want me to use to make it fun. And then I played. I was like, oh, I got a beating. I'm going to get people that I like.
Yeah. That happened, I think, twice for me. I tried it a couple times. I'm like, oh, this one's like boosted. I'll use them and I'll pair them with a couple people I haven't used regularly. And oh, that didn't work. All right. Thorkoye it is. There we go. All right.
Pairs well, Thorkoye. Keep that in your brain. All right. So other things. There's a costume offer going down.
Ooh.
That'll get you a costume for a 5-star Black Panther.
Oh, my.
Wearing his tribal sash. I guess that looks like that is. For $75, that'll get you that costume, 5 command points for you and your alliance, 10,000 hero points, and 5 tokens for the Legends of Wakanda Legendary Store.
Okay.
During this offer, Legends of Wakanda Store will be running 25 CP for per choice, or per go, however you want to say it. Your features there are Civil War, Black Panther, Okoye, and Thanos. Maybe I'll have to throw some CP at that and try and get me some Okoye.
Thanos?
That's what it says.
Ha! I really felt like Shuri would have fit better, but what do I know about Wakanda? Maybe that's why they're so advanced.
Well, she's not a 5-star.
Thanos. Oh, Civil War Black. I thought Civil War Black Panther was the 4-star.
No, these are the featured 5-stars in that.
I gotcha. Yeah. I'm back on board.
All right. Let's see. All right, let's talk about this new Cap guy.
Okay.
Cap.
Whoa. He'll save every one of us.
Cap and a hammer. He is a, you know, cap, so he's blue, red, yellow, because that's what your caps do.
Yeah.
Truth.
His blue ability for 9 AP is called Heavy Hitter. Cap deals damage to the target and stuns them for one turn. For every charge tile on the board, he bashes the enemy for more damage. Developer note, these bashes are considered separate attacks for purposes of strike tiles, protect tiles, or insert Okoye here. At level 5, deals 833 base damage, a 3-turn stun, 539 additional damage, and at level 270, it's 1625 damage with a 3-turn stun, and 1044 damage for each of those additional attacks.
Yeah, just, I don't know. I think there are better people, I don't know, up to 6, though. 6 yeah. attacks? You got to get those, I don't know, you got to get the charged tiles out there.
You'll get them.
Yeah, you will, but not that quickly. I don't know.
Go Okoye, Cap, and Blackagon, Boltagon. You'll get there.
Less inspiring, but okay.
Or 5-star Storm, because, you know, she's the stuff. I ran into somebody who had a highly leveled one of her. Wrecking Ball. Holy kishmolies. It was Blackagon, Storm, and Gambit.
Yeah, that does sound pretty bad.
The whole board was covered in charge tiles, and I got obliterated. All right, his red power is called the Wind Up. For a bargain, 6 red. Create a 3-turn red countdown tile that creates 1 charge tile every turn and deals damage to the target. Passive, whenever an enemy matches a charge tile, Cap deals damage to the target. Level 5, that's 834. It makes 2 charge tiles, which do 235 damage. When they match it away, it's more. 454? So not a lot of damage, but it will get you those charge tiles out there.
Yeah.
2 per turn at level 5, or level 4 and 5. So it won't take you that long to get those 6 charge tiles out there. His yellow power is called American Hero. I can't believe it myself. No, he's a real American hero.
I can't remember the next line.
Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. Could have been somebody else. Believe it or not,
We're doing Greatest American Hero.
Yeah.
Sorry, I zoned out for just a minute.
Never thought I could feel so free. went away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me. Man, that shit was terrible but fun all at the same time. Yellow, passive. If Cap's allies would take damage or more damage, Cap jumps to the front and reduces the damage by percentage. If Cap takes X amount of damage from a single hit, create 4 one-turn countdown tiles that convert one yellow basic into red or blue. So at level 5, if he would take 741 or more damage, he reduces it by up to 35% at level 5. If he takes that 510 damage, that procs the 4 one-turn countdown tiles. And there you go. Lots of red and blue get made to fuel his other powers. So he's like a self-starter. He's making tiles. He's getting hit. He's taking damage. He's making things red and blue.
Making movies, making songs, and fighting around the world.
Tugger! So there's the shield training is going to go down with this. There's a Heroes for Hire store for 7,000 hero points, which will get you a Ronin cover, a Mockingbird cover, 16 elite tokens, 6 command points, and 20,000 ISO. There's the Captain America and Friends 80 item vault, featuring a legendary token, 3 beginner supports, a random hammer cap, 2 random 4 stars, which could be Hawkeye, Ronin, Mockingbird, or Jug's gun. He will appear as a placement reward in Meet Rocket and Groot. There's the shield training that'll give you reward tokens to meet Rocket and Groot, a random cover of hammer cap, and more. And then there is the Infinite Pursuit, which is not infinite because it ends on September 27th at 2 a.m. Where Captain America is a progression reward, and it rewards tokens to the Captain America and Friends Vault as well. His Versus Tournament is called Worth It. That's the 22nd through the 25th, where Cap is a progression reward, and that will also give you tokens to the Captain America and Friends Vault. So there you go.
So do we know who the required characters are going to be for the shield training?
It'll be Ronin, Mockingbird, and Jug's gun.
Oh, they're okay. Sure.
Isn't that usually how that works? Sense. It's the ones that you can get or the.
I don't know. I don't pay that much attention. I believe you. And it's kind of sad because my Juggernaut is not that well off.
Yeah, I've got very little of the Juggernauts.
Oh well.
He will not flatten anyone with my setup. All right, Superhero Showdown. You got any more news? Should we move along?
News? No, I don't believe so.
Superhero Showdown. Last week, we had the Living Monolith versus the Beetle. Ray, who wins?
Well, it's not quite that straightforward, but so let me tell you a couple things. First, we got a story. Here's how I see the Superhero Showdown going down. I believe this was Zoot Sacks on the D3 forums.
Zoot Sacks Riot.
Riot.
There you go.
The Living Monolith enters the whatever this is arena to do battle with Beetle's power armor suit. It's a pitch battle, but in the end, the cosmic energy blasts are just too much. As the blast of energy removes the armor's helmet, the Living Monolith is shocked to find out that underneath the Beetle persona, Abner Jenkins, is a villain and a dirty cheater. And he has apparently seen the first Superhero Showdown and realized how much people will vote for robots just to annoy Craig. So he decided to put his own version of Exhibit Meme, putting a robot in his power suit armor. Out of the armor emerges a Mark I Sentinel, having already acquired mutant powers of Sunspot, Professor X, and mutant members of Freedom Force. The Living Monolith, as a mutant, has no chance against the Sentinel, who not only acquires all knowledge that comes with being an Egyptologist with a PhD in archaeology, but also wins the fight. Victory to Beetle.
Yes.
Wow, that's elaborate.
That's a long way to get there.
Yeah.
But other than that and Grinch, who always votes for Ian, those are the only two votes that Beetle received.
All right.
Well, I don't think it'll help, but I think that should count as at least 3 votes total.
I'd like to point out that none of the squeaks you currently hear are mine. That's all Ian.
Yep.
All right.
I had to get in position for this next Superhero Showdown.
All right. This week in the Octakai Decagon, we have Karma versus Amal Farouk.
Shadow Gang.
I think I need to go first, right?
Yes, please. I'd like to know more about Karma before I destroy her.
Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce her name. I think it's Jian. Probably Jian. Koi Man. She is known as Karma. She is one of the New Mutants and is known for her telepathic ability, which has nothing on Professor X. She did study under the White Queen, but nowhere near as powerful as the White Queen in psychic powers. She has the ability to psychically possess people, possibly mass possession, which will not help her in any way during this battle. But she can remotely possess people, do mind control, sensory link. One problem, though, she has a subordinate personality. If she remains in possession of someone for too long, she starts to think and act as the host would, and eventually her own personality becomes subordinate. So that'll come in handy against Farouk.
I bet it will.
So, yeah, that's all of her powers. I have psychic powers. Let me pass this on over to Ian and see how it goes.
Right. I think you'll be fine as long as you don't run into anybody with superior telepathic powers. So let me tell you about the Shadow King. I'm all Farouk. The telepathic mutant second only to Professor X in the Marvel Universe. And that's assuming you're not meeting me on the astral plane, because I just... it's not even close. Like, it's a brutal beating now, but... Yeah, I mean, he ran all the crime in Egypt for quite a while until...
Like you do.
Yeah, like you do. And then one day, Storm tried to rob Professor X, and Professor X found out she was working for Farouk, and... Farouk's like, hey, we could rule the whole world. And Professor X said, oh, no, there are evil mutants in the world. Better kill this one. And that was that. But, you know, he's a telepathic mutant. So he can live on the astral plane, take over other people's bodies, come back when he needs to, and be a perpetual irritant. But, yeah, I feel like the level of psychic and telepathic control that I possess, plus your subordinate personality, it's looking grim, dude.
Yeah, but whoever you fight next is in trouble because you're going to have both. Because Farouk just absorbs and uses.
Yeah, absolutely. Farouk plus Karma. He's going all the way to the finals this year until he runs into that Sentinel. Boom. All right, well, there you have it. Amal Farouk the Shadow King versus Karma.
Yeah, I think we might have wanted to overrule this because... Like is being discussed on Discord, this actually did happen. They did meet in the comics.
Yeah.
And, the Shadow King just took over Karma for a few years.
Yeah, he passed himself off as Karma for a while, so.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, yeah, it is random, so we didn't do it on purpose, but there you go.
All right. There you go.
Cool.
So that's tell me how Karma could possibly win.
Well, she's got this chameleon. It comes and goes. It comes and goes. Loving comes easy.
That is too far. This is definitely another. We're already got one lawsuit coming from the greatest American hero people. Let's not bring Boy George into the mix.
That's always the best way to go.
Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. All right. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, luck be a lady tonight.
Yep, so apparently that means Black Cat. So I'm going to tell you about Black Cat. Because when I first looked at the script, I went, and I know, I'll get ahead, I'll look at the script, I'll see what I should pull up, and I saw that, and I went, didn't we already do Domino? And then I just went to my infographic, and that shows me all the things that are wrong with what I think. Save the day. So Black Cat. They're dishing out Black Cats for that last Battle of the Basilica event. That was a good time. Let's see. She's got purple, she's got black, she's got green. Her purple ability costs 7 purple AP. Deals some damage and sends her airborne for one turn? Yeah. So, she's doing 1,500 damage, going airborne for a turn, and then when she comes back from airborne, she stuns you for 4 turns. That's pretty effective. I like that. A perfect plan.
Perfect plan.
Okay, sorry. A perfect plan.
I always have to hear it as like Eartha Kitt from the old Batman show.
That's fine.
All right.
Did you know what her and Pierce did in an airplane bathroom?
That was good.
Yeah. It's passive, so it costs you 0. At the start of your turn, if there are fewer than one of her black cat trap tiles on the board, create a black cat trap tile. When you match one of these tiles, deal 426 damage and steal up to 2 AP in a random color. See, claws out, 6 green AP. Deal some damage. If the target is stunned, deal some more. So 2,300 damage, and then a bonus 1,200, we'll say, against stunned enemies. Yeah, that's a... Man, if that's not a 5-3-5, that... It's zero cost, so I don't want to judge it too roughly, but that middle power stinks.
Well, the damage just doesn't go up enough. Like, it doesn't go up enough for you to put any more levels in it, so...
Right.
So you're saying to me that the 4-5-4 that I currently have her at is not the correct build?
It's not wrong. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it is.
Because it's a 4... Because it's a 4-5-4-4 build, which I love, or any combination thereof. But yeah, it's not so good. I do. I mean, you don't use her very often.
She
could be required at any moment. But if you do, I mean, if you get some spare time,
check that around.
I'd consider 5-3-5.
All right, I'll have to take a look at that.
I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just the opposite of correct.
Sure. Sure, if I ever get a chance to need to move it around, I will. I'll keep this in mind. I think I have her at like a double poop house at the moment, if that's a thing. So that's what's always sunny in Xandar.
Okay.
Black cat.
So a question for you two kids, which we should have talked about this earlier, but, you know, some people showed up at like 8:59 to do the show.
Was that you and Ray simultaneously?
Uh-huh.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Do you guys dress alike when you do the show?
We're pretty much all caught up again on all the 4-stars.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do one more next week, but then what you want to do?
Cancel the show.
Good old sick Ian. You get pure honesty from Ian.
All right, well, think on it and get back to me.
Okie dokie.
All right. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Holy crap, we're into that already? Okay, the mailbag. So
it's 9:30.
Yeah, this is true. TJ, I'm gonna try and get this right.
Who's Manzana?
What?
Super Bowl.
Hawkinson.
Oh.
We were just making guesses as to what comes after TJ.
Oh, okay. Wow. You totally lost
Put
me.
Put it on the board.
It's TDJ author. He says his name is pronounced DJ, not DJ. You had it right for a second there, and then you corrected yourself. Every time you say DJ, you set off what's left of my teeth on edge. I'm like, okay. But thanks. Thanks for, you know, letting me know.
This guy like a hardcore crystal meth user or something? Like, I got 3 teeth left. I get all wound up.
I don't want to assume that. I just assume that, they, you know, he has some sort of genetic disorder that causes, you know, deterioration or decay in that area. But yeah, dental hygiene is important.
So his family has to baby bird him? Is that...
Ugh, gross.
Like the Fogel checks?
Exactly.
Black. Possibly. I don't want to delve too far into that. Craig's already spiraling in a bad way. But I did owe him for that poop story earlier, so.
All right. Not Samurai, but a guy named Samurai. I don't know if that's pronounced correctly either, but...
UNB Samurai?
This is his alternate Reddit account?
Hello, I'm Guy Incognito.
It's funny when it's to post weird questions on like some /r/fetish something. It's like, UNB Samurai?
And we killed Ian.
Yep, that's the end.
Happy to see Gwenpool becoming a bit more relevant now
Shut
that
your
her
face.
Miniseries is being released.
Blah.
I didn't even remember there being a miniseries. But okay.
There is, and no one cares.
I thought you just meant the Gwenpree, the miniseries. I didn't know that they were making a short run of Gwenpool in comic books.
I don't know. I wouldn't know. D-Wing said, officially, I can't wait for the synergy segment now. Cool. I'm glad you enjoy that. I briefly considered taking a shot at Rey about using the Jeep to move rather than the Prius, but I'm not going to antagonize unnecessarily. And yet, you said I drive a Prius.
Prius. That was the jab.
Yeah.
He just called your Tesla a Prius. Ray cried himself to sleep that night.
Hey, there will be no mocking of the Toyota Prius.
G-Wing Millinois.
He also said, Ice Nine, it's going to be received great, in reference to the Grand Prix, so just tee up the reruns now. I have not heard anybody complaining. I heard a couple people saying that it was, a couple of the nodes were difficult, but I mean...
That's okay.
It doesn't, like, lock you out or anything. You can try again, so...
Oh.
Yeah. I think we have reached the maximum saturation of the use of lame for the year just in this episode. Apparently a lot of things were lame, so we're done.
It could be. Lots of things are lame.
Nothing else can be lame. We're done for the year.
That comment is lame.
Three bleeps in less than a minute. Craig is in mid-season form. Having said that, Cam Newton is as bad as the bleeps indicate. Don't worry, Samurai. I will fight you.
Yeah, he's on the bench. We're going with Jacoby Brissett this weekend.
That CFL graphic reference was so awesome, I retract my offer to fight you, Samurai. Quote, my bacon's gotta hit that, end quote, is today's winner for inappropriate out-of-context comment of the week.
All right!
And I was the exact opposite of prepared for that soon-to-be-named network promo. I threw it in. We'll see. That's the only comment I think we got about it. So, and I did want to mention there was comments on Reddit about Namor, and I thought this was very interesting.
Did they change his animation?
Yeah. Toy Fraz says, I don't know when this happened, but suddenly his Imperious Rex power only shows half of his body. I guess it was too risque.
Yeah. Apparently his bikini zone was too much for people to handle.
Yeah.
It's too hot to handle and too cold to hold.
Morgan Wick responded, yeah, since the new engine, a number of animations are off-center compared to what they used to be. Spottenflute said, no one uses Namor anyway.
Mostly to, true.
To which Stinkbomb said, not the point of this post, but factual nonetheless. Pega Unisusicorn said, no man can use Namor, for he is above manipulations by the foolish mortals.
That's correct. And remember, no man is an island except for Lo Wang.
That is true.
Yeah.
To which Aesoth said, hey, I use Namor when he's a required character. In any case, I like the Namor slam, so I wanted to put this in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't believe they changed the animation. I mean, I believe it, but I'm still
I don't know if you guys have the Discord open, but figure 15 correctly points out that the sash on Black Panther is just a copy of the Frogger map. That's amazing, and I'm totally digging it.
It's funny because it super is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good eye.
That's pretty amazing.
Holes, Jerry! I need holes!
Sorry, I don't do Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what happened last night.
Yeah.
Our Jared tried out some Seinfeld, and it was just crickets and tumbleweed.
Karen's seen all the Seinfeld.
Yeah, but Karen doesn't get references, so, you know.
Well, that's true.
That is true.
All right, that was it. That was in was what was it, the mailbag's done.
All right. Oh, hey, I had to plan ahead, so I did go ahead and book all my BlizzCon stuff. So plan ahead, because I have to leave on Wednesday this year, so I won't be doing a Wednesday show. The way the flights worked out, it was the only way to really make it work was to go a day early.
Sure.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Oh, another plan ahead. I won't be here on the first week of next month. No, the second week. The 9th. The 9th I will not be here. Plan ahead.
October?
Yes.
Mm.
I have to be in D.C. for the Smart Cities Connect conference.
Sounds like something that future us will have to worry about.
Yeah.
Yep, I will talk to future Ian and future Ray later.
All right, once again then, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just
want
to
pump
you up.
You up.
You guys are getting that clap down. This is getting ridiculous.
I try to count in my head how long to delay before I clap to match up with Ian.
I try to do the same thing. It just I feel like we're almost in some sort of rhythm.
Yeah, rhythm's going to get you.
Oh, Miami Sound Machine. Sorry. It was I heard that earlier today, and I was really enthusiastic.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
There was one station up here that divides their airtime, I would say it's about 65% 80 songs, 30% earlier than that, and 5% later than that. So needless to say, it's the ideal station for me.
Yeah.
Boosted characters. Ooh, 3 stars. See if they're okay again this week. I love Cap the Super Soldier. I think he'll be great. He does good damage. He gets a lot of his AP back. He gets good stun. He's a versatile guy.
Oh, that's good stun.
Oh, that was not. Colossus. He's okay at preventing damage. He's okay at colossally punching you.
What's he great at?
Oh, he is great at the fastball special.
He's great at breaking the game.
Well, fastball special is meant for one man and one man only, and whenever it's not Logan, the game goes, ah, I don't know what to do.
They did it with Kitty Pryde quite a bit.
Oh, did he?
Well, yeah, because she could phase through stuff, and then, like, it was good for breaking Sentinels. Because she would phase through them and disrupt all their electronics, and...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's boosted if you use him. Same thing with Hot Guy. I like him because his blue ability is 5. It's just so inexpensive, so you can just keep firing off arrows every turn. It's okay.
He's got that censored graphic, is it? So you have that?
Yeah. Yep.
Or is that the
he's
other one?
Not, he's, he, no, it's him. He's not okay. As lewd as Namor. But
right.
He does subscribe to the ancient philosophy of when in doubt, whip it out. And then they have to put a little Hawkeye over his man zone. The Hulk, equally in a dangerous, precarious way with his pants, much like Namor, he's going to get cut in half. And he's another okay guy. The board shake that he gets from his green is popular. And old Patch, he's pretty okay too. A lot of okays and one super soldier this week. That's not too bad. Let's see what the 4-star people are playing with. Whoa, 4-star Cap is boosted already.
Good luck so getting him.
Right, if you got your 4-star Cap ready to go, he's boosted. Enjoy. 4-star hero and all around good guy, Agent Phil Coulson, is the boosted. That guy is great with those countdown tiles and his ability to use his purple to do the tile swap and the charge tiles and dealing damage, inviting friends to the fight. He's good times. Dazzler.
Yeah, baby.
I was so worried when I saw the clue was A Star Is Reborn. I was like, oh no, they are going to do a 5-star Dazzler. Why?
Yeah, I keep hoping.
Then they didn't. They made a good Cap instead of another sad Dazzler. But she's boosted. So if you're Craig, enjoy. I'm just kidding. Craig doesn't use Dazzler. Deadpool, X-Force version, is the boosted. He's pretty good.
I like him.
Yeah.
A lot of bullets is a good time.
Yeah, it does a lot of damage. Does some true heal. His the Black is awesome. I forget what it's called. It's escaping me at the moment. The
X-Enforcer.
Yep.
I like you boom boom down.
Oh, Snow, you're missed. Yeah, that does a ton of damage.
I also like the fact that the graphic this week is just for Ian, because it's Wade Wilson.
It is Wade Wilson. Rest in peace, buddy. You're my favorite part of Tecmo Super Bowl.
He had an arm back then.
He did. He was great.
Yeah.
He was backed up by Rich Gannon.
That sounds right.
Who later went on to be a semi-Oakland legend.
He did. Went to the Super Bowl with the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah. So, yeah, great. You'll get extra damage. Oh, and if you do the countdowns for what? Also, you're going to get extra damage out of that.
What?
What? Let's see what good old Lockjaw does. Oh, he does. He's got variable abilities. So 4 of the 6 variable abilities under his blue will be boosted. His passive that heals you. It doesn't. It deals damage. When charged, I don't remember what he does. Sorry.
When the enemy matches away your specials, he reflects damage.
Yes. Oh, no, that's his yellow. That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
And the damage that he reflects is going to be better. His green does something, too.
That's when if there's
charge tiles.
Yeah, you make some charge tiles, and then later, if you have charge tiles on the enemy's best color, he bites them.
Oh, all right.
Yellow is, however, real good stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And then Mr. Banff himself, the long-awaited and only okay Nightcrawler. His on-guard damage, boosted. His everywhere-at-once damage, boosted. So, I don't know.
Nobody cares because you're just going to be using his purple.
Yeah, he's there for his purple because it's wacky.
That's his thing.
Yeah, that is his jam. So there are at least two viable characters. If you combine Lockjaw and Nightcrawler as semi-viables, then that's like three total. That's pretty good. let's see what Samurai says. That is a... Oh, I get it. I don't get it. I lied. That's very confusing. But let's see what he says. Patch and Hulk. Patch makes strike tiles for both teams. Your opponent will deal more match damage. That'll trigger the Hulk more often, which gives Patch more green, and the cycle continues. Okay. I like that. So team up your Patch with your Hulk.
At least once.
Yeah. Because yeah, give it a try.
Your second fight, you know, Hulk is just going to be really hurt.
So those who boosted, listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's move on to team up time.
The synergy segment featuring Ray.
Again, that's going to sound weird in reverb, but okay. this week, again, I've got people sending me stuff, so I'm going to be using some of them. This week, I'm doing another two-star team, possibly my last two-star team, because you don't need that many different teams. But... we covered Stormnido, but if you don't like Stormnido for whatever reason, this person, Kevin, actually said that Stormnido can take a little time to get built up, and if you lose Magneto, you're just done. I don't know who you're fighting that you're losing Magneto, but if you're in two-star realm, maybe you're trying to, you know, work your way through everything with that team. But another team that is suggested by Kevin is Hawkeye, Wolverine, and Captain Marvel. So you set up Hawkeye as a 3-5-5, Wolverine is a 5-5-3, and Captain Marvel is a 3-5-5. You've got cheap green from Wolverine, and it makes a couple strike tiles. You've got two AoE damage, Hawkeye's red and Marvel's black, both of which usually down or come close to downing three people if you're using them in the DDQ. Hawkeye's purple tends to down 2 to 3 people in DDQ nodes if you can activate that. And to activate it, you've got Marvel's yellow to throw out a bunch of team-up tiles and hopefully get a, you know, a little cascade action going to trigger off a 5 match. That'll trigger Hawkeye's whatever it's called, speed shot, and that'll take some people down. It's almost, or maybe it is, I think it's almost a rainbow team. Now, they do have a blue. So, I guess it is a rainbow team. I don't like Hawkeye's blue, but whatever. You can use it. It stuns. And not a whole lot of overlapping colors. So, there you go. Hawkeye, Wolverine, Captain Marvel. If you're in two-star land or you just want to try them out on your daily Deadpool, check it out. It sounds like a pretty good team. That's it. Thanks.
Cool.
I can never remember. Unify?
Unify.
Unify. Unify. All right, Ian, do you have Steam open?
You betcha. I'm ready to go. It's happening. Too late. Clicked it. Ooh, I think it's everything I've always wanted. I think it's a green Vulture cover.
It's just what I always wanted, so perfectly right. Just
that
what
will
I always
Vulture
wanted, a Christmas delight.
To the ideal 5-4-4.
Ooh,
nice.
So, can champion Vulture and start using him more regularly. And by that, I mean once in a while.
Make black and go airborne.
Yep.
Win as much as you want. All right, I've already clicked Chuck. I poked him in the eye. Not useful. I got a 4-star Captain Eyepatch himself, Nick Fury, Director Woo! Of S.H.I.E.L.D. So that will put Nick up to a 320. Guess what that means? 320 is another token.
Okay.
So I'm going to go back and poke him in the eye again. I should stop poking him in the eye. That's a bad plan.
Nick Fury.
I got another 4-star Black Panther King of Wakanda.
Mmm.
And that'll take him to a level 304.
Can you get him a Frogger sash? Maybe a Pac-Man sash?
I don't think
No way,
so.
Baby. It's the Q-Bert sash. It'll be awesome. Every time somebody hits his battle armor, it goes... bunk, bunk.
Bow, bow. I like that. A bunch of sashes, Dig Dug sash.
That's right.
Mr.
I've got
Dew's Wild Sash.
Three tokens to get rid of here. So I'm going to rub those on the lips. That gets me a Thanos with a bonus Ronin.
All right.
You need to. Poke. You should bonus Juggernaut, but okay.
He is.
Oh, okay.
The next one is a Imperious Rex. And then the third poke. Oh, it's a purple. $5 Chuck. Yeah. Xavier Protocols.
The character I don't have.
Is that your first one? I don't think I have a $5 Chuck either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a recruit button there, so let me spend a lot of hero points here.
Wow.
A lot?
While you're doing that.
Is it more than 1,000 now?
No, I'm getting close, probably. I forget. What number do you need before it goes to 2,000?
I don't remember when it goes up.
I'm at 232.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I'm going to open another token while Craig's doing stuff.
All right.
All this token opening got me excited for another 4-star. Come on. Big bucks, big bucks, big bucks. Ah, mediocre bucks. It's a Jubilee, heart of the team.
Yuck.
Yeah, but I need it, so I can't complain that much. And by needed, I mean it wasn't wasted. Taking her to a 4-4, or 4-2-2. I was looking at my favorited characters when you said that, and I was like, man, I just got Vulture up and running, and I'm only one cover away from getting America up and running.
America!
Heck yes. Mm. America! Good job.
And I got my neighbor up to 5-5-3.
Oh, there you go.
So I will level him up and promote him.
He's not totally useless.
To a champion right now. So that means I can unfavorite him.
You should definitely only favor Juggernaut so that you can get through the shield training.
That would make sense. I won't, but... I favorite all the 4-stars who are not championed.
I know you do, and I just am still impressed about how you will let your stubbornness destroy your prospects.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay. I will remain impressed.
Thanks, this
Vegeta
guy.
Vegeta says that he thinks it's 301 roster slots, so I still got a long way to go.
Oh, I'm still good then. Surely we'll quit playing this game and stop talking about it before I hit 300 roster slots.
Why would you tempt fate like that? Now you've locked me in for another 5 years. Oh my goodness.
What was that?
It's a one-up mushroom that my son seems to have acquired in some sort of child's meal from a fast food restaurant. I didn't realize it was on or had batteries in it. I just touched it, and it went...
Well, now you've got an extra life. There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm good.
You're going to need it after eating all that fast food.
Probably.
All right. Thanks to the OG, this guy. Ian, tell me about the, Mercedes-Benz of podcast networks.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
The Alfa Romeo of podcast networks.
Ooh, Alfa Romeo, very nice.
There you go.
I'd like to have one of those.
I bet.
Yeah.
The Prius of podcast networks.
The Toyota Prius.
It's the Soon to Be Named Network. You could be found at the soontobenamednetwork.com. It's got this and several other shows, mostly about wrestling and or not religion and or this show. Anyway, Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com has a complete archive of all the shows. Check it out.
Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
No, I think I'm good.
The nays have it. End all the right. Show.
Okie doke. Thanks everybody for joining us again this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to be. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. Click on that Amazon banner and buy some stuff. Head over to CafePress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 and buy all the things you need for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Amazon banner, though, I just want to make sure everybody knows. Click on the banner, then look up your stuff and order it. If you look up your stuff, save it off, and then click on the banner and order it, it doesn't count. You have to search for it. While you're
after the clicking,
yeah, after the clicking of the banner. However, it is still working. I'm still people are buying stuff. I just got a little bit of a commission today, so I appreciate that. Thanks everybody for using the banner.
Woo-hoo! Yahoo!
That's what I think about my colostomy bag.
That's right.
The banner costs you nothing extra. Amazon just gives us a little bit of commission instead of giving it to Jeff. So
yeah, that guy's got enough dollars.
Bezos, that is.
Yeah, he's got lots of them.
So many.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, cold water is not the magician we're looking for. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
Captain Planet, he's my hero. Down to zero. I don't know why that's in my head.